When it comes to food, there are a lot of people trying to tell you what you need. You've probably seen the ads, naked juices with 30 grams of protein per bottle, cereals and snack bars boasting their mega high protein content. More companies are using protein to sell those products. A Wall Street Journal headline summed it up: when the box says protein, shoppers say, I'll take it. But do we need it? Judy Simon is a nutritionist and owner of Mind Body Nutrition in Seattle. Judy, thanks so much for joining us again.
Hi, Ross. Great to talk to you.
So protein is becoming the new it ingredient. Are we protein deprived? Is this a nutrition issue?
Well, that's a really good point. Are we protein deprived? The average American really isn't, okay? And there are times medically and clinically that our protein needs are higher. But people don't necessarily need to get it from these products that are adding additional protein. We can get it from good old-fashioned food.
Do we eat enough just ordinarily, or is it something we really need to go look and make sure we're boosting up our protein intake?
You know, most of us, if we have a fairly balanced diet, are really doing pretty well. You know, the dietary reference intake for a male is only 56 grams a day, the average guy, and for a female, that's 46 grams. That's really not that much food. An egg, for example, has 7 grams of protein, 3 ounces of chicken, 21. A cup of beans has 12. So if you're eating a fairly balanced diet, it's not that hard. But I think with a lot of people eating on the run, where they're grabbing a lot of convenience foods, they're looking for, hey, I need something a little healthier, and that protein, you know, sounds kind of seductive to them.
But it sounds like you're implying it's a bit of an overhype.
I do think it's an overhype. On the positive side, you know, some of the products that have added protein are convenient. So, for example, if I have someone who's needing to gain weight, or I have a teenager who has really high energy needs with sports, and they can grab that naked juice with the protein, that may give them, you know, just the energy and the balance that they need. But they could also have a piece of fruit and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, too. Do you know what I mean? And get what they need.
Now, how about the vegetarian in my house is always thinking about protein when she's putting together food. If you don't eat meat, are you more likely to need foods with extra protein?
You need to be aware that you're getting protein. And I don't know if that person's a lacto-ovo, meaning they'll eat dairy and eggs.
They will.
And cheese. Okay, and that's a lot easier. I have one of those in my household, too. And, for example, we use a lot of just plain old Greek yogurt. And a cup of that has 22 grams of protein. So there's almost half of what a female needs right there. So instead of adding a lot of protein powder to our smoothies, we just take some frozen fruit and we add a little juice, and then we add a big scoop of yogurt. And so that's the way we get our protein, you know, to keep it kind of balanced. So I think it's good for a vegetarian to just kind of be able to eyeball their menu for the day and say, you know, am I getting dairy? If they're not getting dairy, are they getting nuts, beans, soy, seeds, whole grains that will provide enough protein for them?
So for the most part, we're getting enough protein as is. And if we are concerned, there are a lot of ways to get it just by slightly modifying our diet rather than buying the protein-rich products that processed food makers are out there doing. Are there any problems with eating too much protein?
Well, you know, we used to warn people, oh, my gosh, you're going to blow out your kidneys or something if you eat too much protein. And quite honestly, we really don't see that happen very much unless somebody has, you know, pre-existing kidney disease. I guess what my concern is, if people are really focusing so much on protein, it doesn't give you all the nutrients you need. So if you're eating this really high protein diet and you're forgetting about fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you're not maybe going to have the preferred fuel, and you may be missing some of the nutrients you need. So with all the crazes with the high protein, low carb diets, I see people coming in to me who maybe lost weight initially, just not feeling that good. And I really tell them, wow, you need to mix things up a little bit. You're not fueled well enough.
Judy, thanks so much.
Sure. Have a great day.
You too. Judy Simon, nutritionist and owner of Mind Body Nutrition in Seattle.